I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you or me. Said I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, said he. In Salt Lake, Joe, great God, said I, him standing by my bed, they framed you on a murder charge. Said Joe, but I ain't dead. The copper bosses framed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, said I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, said Joe, I did not die. Joe Hill ain't dead, he says to me. Joe Hill ain't never died. Where working men are out on strike, Joe Hill is at their side. And standing there as big as life, a-smiling with his eyes, said Joe, what they forgot to kill went on to organize. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine or mill, where working folk defend their rights, it's there you'll find Joe Hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you or me. Said I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, said he. I never died, said he. There is obvious Christic allusions in this ballad eulogizing Joe Hill, a working class hero who died in 1915. Like Jesus, he was concerned about injustice. Like Jesus, this concern rallied the forces of might and wealth against him. Like Jesus, he was killed. Like Jesus, he lives on, immortalized in song and deed. Let's imagine that Joe had been with his friends the night before he was arrested. Let's imagine that he'd taken a pint of beer and a chunk of hardtack, likened them to his body, and shared them round. And let's imagine that Joe told them that every time before they go out on the picket line, every time before they stand up to injustice, every time before they fight for what is right, they are to eat and drink and remember the spirit. That is Joe's spirit, and the spirit of their forebears who struggled, and the spirit of those standing beside them. The ritual is about remembering, bringing together the past with the present, the dead with the living. It's a ritual that empowers people. It focuses them on the tradition of protest of which they are a part. It focuses them on the cost of that protest. And it focuses them on the dream of life lived, free of oppression, hatred, classism, and prejudice. I don't know very much about Joe Hill. I do, though, know his song, and I've met his spirit and joined with it. I know a lot more about Jesus, been taught his songs, and have met and joined his spirit too. While every spirit is unique, there is a resonance between these two. Listen to one of our Eucharistic prayers. Here today, through bread and wine, we renew our journey with Jesus and his disciples. We renew our unity with one another, and with all those who have gone before us in this place. We renew our communion with the earth and our interwovenness with the broken ones of the world. We take bread, symbol of labor, symbol of life. We will break the bread because Christ, the source of life, was broken for the excluded, exploited, and downtrodden. We take wine, symbol of blood spilt in war and conflict. Symbol, too, of new life. We will drink the wine because Christ, the peace of the world, overcomes violence. This is a call to political action. This is a call to stand with Christ on the picket lines of history. Everywhere oppression is rampant, freedom is suppressed, and bread is not shared. The spiritual is political. It can be no other. This Eucharistic act remembers the past and binds it to the present in order to build the future. It is holy and it is potent. The biblical antecedent of Eucharist is the manna from heaven story. Manna, the food of liberation, is found not in the big red sheds of Egypt, but in the wilderness beyond Pharaoh's control. Manna is bread that is to be shared, but not to be stored. It's bread that comes courtesy of God, not from the machinations of the market, with more landing on the palates of the rich than on the plates of the poor. It has served the interests of the ruling classes to depoliticize the Eucharist and turn it into an individualistic, private act of devotion. With our sins of disobedience confessed, we were to kneel and bow our heads to God as we would to the King. We were to receive the King's bounty and go forth quietly to live subservient lives. We dressed our bishops and priests like royalty. Yes, my lord, you know best, my lord. From Constantine on, the paramount political function of the church has been to sanction and thus sanctify the power of the state. Read the Book of Common Prayer sometime and you'll see what I'm talking about. Yet as God said to Moses, stop groveling and get moving. I want my people to be free. I don't want to hear about your shortcomings and guilt and hear you wallowing in it. Saying sorry isn't going to free my people. Decisive, confrontational action is. When you act, you'll find me acting with you. Together we'll walk out of slavery into freedom. It's no mistake that Matthew's gospel pictures Jesus as the new Moses. It is also no mistake that Constantinian Christianity removed Jesus from the picket line, stuck a crown on his head, and plonked him in a starry heaven, as far removed from working people as possible. The Eucharist has also been depoliticized by debate. Is the bread and wine real flesh and blood? Transubstantiation, consubstantiation, or symbolic substance? Getting a bit tongue-tied this morning. And who can receive it? Divorcees, children, gays and lesbians, Buddhists and Muslims, anyone? Such disagreements still divide the church, diminish our potency, and reduce our power. The Eucharist is marching food. Think of it as a high-protein energy bar for those communities that passionately burn for justice. It brings us individuals, all the little spluttering, erratic flames and torches that we are, into one bonfire. Together we can light up the sky, bringing hope into places of darkness. Eating is a communal act, more than an individual one. Some days, as individuals, we can't even amble to the clothesline, let alone stand on a picket line. Yet we belong. We belong to a community that stands for justice. Newborn babes belong. Folks stricken with ailments belong. The brave belong. The weak belong. And even those who don't believe can choose to belong. For too long, the high-protein energy bar for the visionary Jesus movement has been reduced to a pious after-dinnerment for individual penitence. We need to recover the potency of the Eucharist. It is God's gift and it's divine. In eating, we come together. In solidarity, there is healing. With healing comes the ability to revision. With renewed vision comes the passion to plan and act. With action, we live our prayers. The Eucharist calls us to action. Not for action's sake, but for all the forsaken. It's a holy meal for the sake of the whole world.